What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
I have youth-focused positive news stories, so I would say I'm feeling youthful and lively, sir. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty heroic. You know, I love me some hero stories today.
Whoa, it sounds like we have themes. If you're new to the Positive Truth, we do positive news stories whenever we can. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. We'll have more fun stuff coming. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
Man, this one is actually really cool. So a New Jersey man, he works as has a parasailing company, right? So he works on the water, and he was on the water, and he noticed, all right, there's some woman. She's kayaking with another person. It looks like a couple. Then all of a sudden, the wind started to shift. Whenever I say the wind started to shift, it went from about 10 miles per hour to 40 miles per hour in seconds. While he was looking at the water and he saw the woman kayaking, the kayak actually flipped. He immediately jumped into action. He wasn't the only person that saw it. Other bystanders saw it and said, oh no, we need to do something. But then they saw this man going into his boat. His name is Brennan Bollard, and the community actually knew exactly who he was. Said, oh, they're going to be okay. They're in good hands. Why did they say so? Because Brennan's service, that parasailing company that he has, is actually very popular in this community. He gets onto his boat, and within 30 seconds, he's over to the lady with the flip kayak. And whenever this kayak flipped, she was in the water. She had her life jacket on, as well as her two dogs who are drowning. Brennan gets to the kayak, grabs the dogs. Then he grabs the woman who actually was getting water all in her face. Got him onto the boat, got him to the shore, didn't receive any medical attention at all whatsoever. She decided, I just need to get in my car and go home. Everybody knew who Brennan was, but nobody knows who the victims were. So everybody asked Brennan what happened, and he said she didn't want any medical attention. She was okay, but those life jackets saved her lives. I thought it was a 10 out of 10 story just because Brennan is, look, I know what I need to do. I'm going to help her. And the fact that she was good enough to get in her car and drive off that fast, I thought it was actually funny, but also really cool because Brennan saved her life and her dog's life, which I'm all for here on The Positive Truth.
Have you ever parasailed, Tim?
Yeah, and I flipped that thing. Sail in the water and all. Man, that's not... Yeah, it's that we're city boys.
I don't know how he got
boys.
There in 30 seconds, so shout out to him.
Also, I legitimately thought he had an engine, but he did not.
Do you have a video?
I do, man. I'm going to share it to the Facebook page at the Positive True Podcast.
Yeah, definitely share that one. That's insane. Also, I've been there
absolutely.
Before. Where it's like, I'm over this, bye. So I feel them too, as well. Awesome first positive news story, sir.
Awesome. What do you have for us?
Do you like dogs, Tim?
Love me some dogs.
Do you like music?
Oh, I definitely love some music.
And we know that my theme is the youth is awesome with positive truths. So I have a story about a young man named Yuvi. He's 12 years old now. But he's been doing this for the past 2 years, so since he was 10. When he was 4 years old, his parents got him on the keyboard. So he started playing the keyboard, keys, piano, all that fun stuff. And he learned how to play music. So like some of his favorite songs to play are like Beatles, Hey Jude, Ed Sheeran's Perfect. He does all this on his portable keyboard. But he does it a little differently. Because he loves animals too. So he started a nonprofit in 2023 called Wild Tunes. And what he does is he recruits musicians to play in animal shelters for dogs. He's enlisted about 100 volunteer musicians and singers of all ages and abilities. And they perform in 9 shelters in, wait for it, Tim, Houston, New Jersey, and Denver. He believes he's
what?
Like... Seriously, yeah.
So he's 12 years old. What?
So he goes in there and they like perform music for the animals. Some animals just look at him like he's crazy. But other animals, they go from yelling, barking all the time where like it soothes them. For instance, of course, I got stories. I got Argwal, who was a little miniature poodle. Describe a snobby dog. Didn't like being around anybody. And the shelters are like, whenever you get these dogs that are moody or these cats that are moody, they're much, much more likely not to get adopted. listening to music, calmed him down, had him like rolling on his back. Another example of like cats really enjoying it, like the cats would look, instead of like hissing at them, they'd fall asleep. There's no scientific study of do cats and dogs like Mozart, of course. But it's very interesting to see animals that are usually just like high energy or just not in very like good moods. Whenever he comes in and plays his music or these other musicians, they calm down and it's more likely for them to get adopted. Such a simple idea that only a 10-year-old can think of, and you gotta love it.
It blows my mind how creative these kids are. They're so much more creative than we are as adults. Even if you are a creative kid, you lose some of that as you grow. I feel like it gets taken from you. And so when I see these kids doing things that I feel like we were told we can't do as a kid, it blows my mind. This kid is having concerts for animals all over the states, and he's 12 years old. He's setting it up. Oh, 10 out of 10 story, JP. He's a hero in my eyes.
What do you have for your next positive news story, sir?
I have a hero in Mrs. Morris. So I have a man and a woman by the name of Mr. and Mrs. Morris. Mrs. Morris is actually a police officer. Last year, she moved from Idaho to Alaska with her husband. It's about 120 miles away from Anchorage, Alaska. They didn't want to be around a whole big community towards the end of her career. So they're looking for quiet time, scenic views, and just quality time together. One day they were going on this hike. And whenever they were going on this hike, they noticed, oh, this is not too dangerous of a spot for us to be walking at, as there were all boulders up to 1,000 pounds right above them. And then all of a sudden an avalanche started to happen and these boulders started to fall. They obviously ran as fast as they could, but they couldn't run anymore. And that's when Mr. Morris had a 700-pound boulder fall on him. Now, this boulder had him stuck, and he could not get out, and there was also water rising where they were at the end of their road. So they called the first responders because they had phones to be able to get to a first responder, but it was going to take time for them to get there, and the water was rising. Thanks to Mrs. Morris, who did not leave her husband's side, she kept his head above the water because it kept rising so he could breathe. And for about 7 minutes, she was holding it up. 700-pound boulder, talking to her husband, who was in and out of consciousness, trying to keep her alive. And then first responders showed up, were able to get the boulder off using airbags, get the husband out, give him CPR, take him to the hospital, make sure he received medical attention, where he survived. I thought this was a 10 out of 10 story because a 700-pound boulder would have freaked anybody out. But Mrs. Morris, as the police officer she is, kept herself calm, cool, and collected, and saved her husband's life. Beautiful story all around. I also love to hike, and this also terrified me, but then I made me think, if I have my wife with me, I will be okay. So shout out to Edna, shout out to Miss Morris, shout out to all the strong women out there keeping their husbands alive.
Shout out to Edna, shout out to Miss Morris. Shout out to everyone keeping it calm, cool, and collective. I really like that, Tim. I do have a perfect segue, but we're gonna have to pause for a second and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because of the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Saturday mornings. So my son has made it a habit. He wakes up first or second. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's him. I really don't know. Either way, he wakes me up when he wakes up. But we're up before 7 o'clock every Saturday. And the routine is, I have to pick him up. We have to walk to the living room before I can change his diaper. We have to watch one episode of either Spider-Man or Power Rangers. And it's been happening for 2 or 3 months now. And it's been the best way to start my Saturday mornings. So I'm very thankful for that. We didn't do it last Saturday, but we did it this Saturday. And I was like, oh, I forgot about this. This is nice. So he ate some strawberries. We watched some Spider-Man, and then we kept it pushing for the day.
Tim has never grown up.
I refuse.
That's great, Tim. That's wonderful. So you just told the story about Edna saving the day. So I think it's time the podcast hears about JP almost ruining everything last summer. And Eva saving the day.
She did save us.
So someone had this great idea that we should all go to the lake and get an Airbnb. And we'll get one that's like in between Oklahoma City and Dallas so Marco can come. That someone was me, and I suggested Grand Lake, which was actually closer to Kansas than Texas. So mistake number one. Mistake number two was getting jet skis and because someone was told that you shouldn't attach a tube to them. It might work, and I don't know if anyone's ever met me before. All I need is a sliver of hope when I want to do something, and I'll try 100%. Like, I'm either 100 or zero. Then that person with the jet ski, we had to go meet people at the beach, and I suggested going left. Tim suggested going right. It's a good thing we listened to Tim, because left was not the right direction.
Woo!
Then another mistake I made was I was going fast. Because I was going fast, Tim couldn't keep up. I looked back, Tim's like a speck. We ended up missing our exit, so it took us 2 hours to get there. So that happened. Then we get there, and remember how I said, like, I just want to attach the tube? The jet ski pulled the rope in, so now the jet skis aren't working that we rented. Very bad. But we had no choice, so we flipped the two jet skis over, because of course we did it on both, because persistent me, we had like little knives and we were trying to cut it from the rope, and our hands were too big, but we had a hero to save the day, and that was Eva, Lois's 16-year-old daughter. Her hands were just like, I'll help, roop, roop, roop.
She had such a positive attitude, by the way. Let's just throw that in there.
So Eva ends up cutting the ropes. We end up saving the jet skis so we don't have to pay extra money to get them fixed and get them dragged. Saved us right there. Edna, while we're at the beach, I was like, man, we messed up a lot today. Edna was like, we? You mean you?
They were sitting back there watching us the whole time.
She was like, you better make sure Eva gets the biggest steak and the first steak. I was like, Eva's getting... like, for sure, the first steak and all the food. But the mistakes I made aren't over. So then we go back, and I don't want people waiting for 2 hours. So, of course, I, like, speed off. And then me and Tim got lost again. So then, like,
for hours.
So then, like, Marco and Edna think we, like, drowned. Because Marco got flipped off the jet ski whenever with little Marco and Desiree. So they almost drowned. So this was just all things were happening. It was actually another bad incident. Tim's trying to, like, on the lake, trying to figure out how to get us back because I went too fast. Again, there's a lot of me mistakes here. It was not a good weekend for Gigi. Oh. Tim gets directions and he points at the other side of the lake, and I'm like following him, looking at him crazy. We end up getting back. Shout out to Tim. Shout out to you. So Tim gets back, and you know how, like, in video games where you, like, speed up and park super fast? That was Tim. Like, he gets out. He's, like, kissing the ground. I don't even know how he did this. I get out. I don't remember what I said. But Tim gets out, pee, talks to people, and, like, he's, like, talking to the staff, and I walk in there. And Tim was such a positive person about it. That the guy comes in, he's like, how dare you be an hour late returning the jet skis, blah, 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 blah. But since that guy is so nice, he's pointing at Tim, we're not going to charge you for it. And I'm looking at Tim, and I'm like...
The dude was like, yeah, the last guy, they had a rope tied in theirs, and he did it like 3 times. Who does that?
And I looked at Tim, and I'm like, we would never do that, huh?
Literally went just like that. The guy basically was all calm because we were handling everything good. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to charge you guys for it. I'll just charge you guys for this, which was like 10 bucks or something. And JP was like, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Not realizing we could have been charged a whole $300 or $400 extra, which, oh, man. We were sunburnt. We were exhausted. Everybody was scared. But we were saved. We were saved.
Yeah, we basically got lost on the lake for 4 hours. 2 hours at the beginning and 2 hours at the end. That was our jet ski story, and all of it was my fault. So shout out to Eva for saving us and saving the cash, and shout out to you for staying positive, and shout out for Edna for calling me out immediately. We had to get that story off eventually.
Well, yeah, the people had to hear that one. I haven't been on a jet ski since, and I don't think I will, just to be real.
We were seriously out there for 4 hours. It was an experience. And there's actually another bad thing that happened, but that one actually didn't have to do with me. So, and Tim saved the day with that one too. The only thing I contributed to the whole journey was ideas that didn't work out and a joke at the end. But yeah.
You got us out of the house. That's all that matters.
That's why we never leave the house. Back to the positive news story. So Tim was just telling the story about Mrs. Morris and how Edna always saves the day. So I want to talk about a young lady named Kendall. Now, I was in daycare when I was younger, occasionally. Sure, you were too occasionally, Tim. And as a parent, because now you're a parent, if you walk up to pick up your four-year-old or Layla at seven and you see her surrounded by teachers, you're probably thinking, oh, okay, what did Layla do? What bad thing?
Facts.
She was shocked to find out what Kendall did. Kendall in preschool was in class, enjoying it. Most four-year-olds enjoy preschool. And her teacher collapsed. She was having a seizure. And all the kids in the class were confused and they didn't know what to do. Kendall calmly, collectively, looked at her classmates, walked outside the class, knocked on the class door over here. She's, hey, my teacher is sick. Teacher looked at her, walked in, realizing that her teacher was having a seizure, called 911. The seizure was so bad the teacher actually stopped breathing twice. So when the paramedics got there, ended up saving her life. Kendall just told the teacher, walked right back to her seat, sat down. Didn't think anything of it. This happened at like noon. So whenever she got picked up, she was surrounded by teachers. And like her mom was like, what'd you do? And then teachers were jumping up and down. She's our hero for the day. She's our hero for the day. If she wouldn't have gotten assistance, the story could have went a whole different way. And it's just, it's a hero story. It's the Youth Are Awesome positive news story. I wasn't going to talk about it, even though it was really awesome. But since you told your story, I just figured it segued really well. And just sometimes I think there's this thing called Occam's razor, where it's like the simplest explanation is usually the right one. With kids, because they're so inexperienced, like the story with the music earlier, they just go to the simplest solution ASAP. And that's something we should take from all of them. And Kendall knew, oh, if teacher is sick, go grab another one. So shout out to Kendall. The youth are awesome with the positive truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Teaching your kids what to do whenever things like that happen at this young of an age is super important. I remember as a kid watching Barney, Sesame Street, those shows would try to teach us what to do whenever certain situations happen, call 911, get another adult. But to see it happen in real life with the preschooler now, shout out to Kendall, man. That's amazing. I know she's probably going to be the most popular kid in school for the next couple of years for sure.
I don't remember any of that from Barney or Sesame Street. I remember, man, the numbers, the letters, and the funny voices.
Was it Count Dracula?
Yeah, Count Dracula. I remember him. I remember my mom being like, stop acting like Oscar. Like the garbage.
The grouch. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
In the morning, she would stop acting like him.
Dude, my daughter was obsessed with Elmo as a kid, and I was watching it like crazy. And they definitely give a lot of those lessons that parents should be teaching their kids. It's definitely a good little daycare if you're trying to get your kids to watch something educational.
Yeah, shout out to like Mr. Rogers, Barney, and Sesame Street. Teaching valuable Absolutely. Lessons. Way better than the YouTubes.
The YouTubes.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last story is really awesome. It's actually out of Cornwall. So they are paying 330 million euros for this project to create a dual carriageway along A30 Shiverton, a highway. And basically what's happening is they created a bridge. It's an animal saving bridge. We've talked about this before in the past, but this wildlife crossing is going to help all kind of badgers, which live really close to this highway. They're trying to make sure that these habitats stay connected. And instead of having these animals cross this highway and get hit and obviously not make it, they decided to build a bridge so these animals can actually cross and live. I think this is amazing. A lot more countries are doing so all over the world. I cannot wait till the US decides, hey, we need to do this in every city and every state to make sure that these animals are okay. I have some pictures I'm gonna share to the Facebook page so you guys can check out what's going on. But this is an ongoing trend, JP, not just in one country, not just in one continent, but all over the world. So I definitely wanted to talk about it here on The Positive Truth. We need all the green bridges we can get built. So talk to whoever you need to speak to, your legislators, etc., and try to get this happening in your community.
Such a simple thing that goes such a long way. Saves accidents on the road, saves animals, helps with wildlife. What's the downside? Like, why is this not happening on it? But
absolutely. I would love my tax money to go there, JP.
Yep. Or roads actually being built in less than 9 months. That too would be nice. My last positive news story, I love when everything syncs together because we've done hero stories, youth stories, and then we've done outside stories. So my last one is a youth and an outside story at the same time. Tim mentioned earlier that he likes hiking. This teacher named Leslie Trudy in Maine, she teaches at Morris High School, and she was like, you know what I think kids need? I think we need like a hiking club. So she started, there's a basketball team, there's a football team, there's a band, there's a track team. She's like, we're gonna have a hiking team. So she starts it up, and like after class, they're in Maine, they go hike 5 days a week. Outside, exercise, all that. She's been doing it for a couple of years, but she thought of an idea where she was like, instead of kids going to detention, how about they come hike with us? Now, some teachers, some parents didn't like it. They're like, that's not punishment. And she was like, well, the teachers don't want to be in detention, because I know, Tim, you've been in detention. I've been in detention before. The teachers don't want to be there. They're just sitting back. Sit down, shut up, do something, like don't talk. She's like, the kids don't want to be there. So what she does is she brings them, she has this idea, like they can come hike with us, but they can't talk during the hike. And then at the end, after the hour or 2 hour hike, she asks them like, why were you acting out? Is there any other problems? So she does it where it's like, she asks counseling. Them questions. Yeah, counseling, like opening up to them. Some of the kids, it's now, to be honest, it was just like, I was bored in class. I don't like this. I don't like this. As she's done this, she's found, oh, the kids are going on the hike and then we talk later and they get to open up about their feelings and why they do this. They don't become repeat offenders. And then some of them join the hiking club because they like the mental health route because they're meeting friends out there.
That's it right there.
So you take kids that were just like isolated, lonely, or frustrated over here. And if they're expressing those frustrations, she's giving them resources at the end. And then they're making friendship and connections. And then they're not in detention anymore. It's such a simple idea that goes a long way. So the youth are awesome with the positive truth, but we also can't succeed without our teachers. So shout out to her. Wonderful idea out in Maine.
JP, that is like a teacher stepping into a parent role that is needed. I think that's a 10 out of 10 idea. Sometimes these, especially teenage kids, all they need to do is be heard. If you can hear them, listen to them, they probably won't do half the stuff that they're doing for attention. Plus, going hiking instead of just sitting in a room, I guarantee you if I was able to do that, move around instead of just sitting there, I probably would have thought more about my actions versus just acting out. So yeah, 10 out of 10 idea. I loved everything about it. Shout out to her. She's from Maine, right? Morris High School. That's amazing. Shout out to Morris High School for allowing that to happen.
I forgot one of the best parts. Halfway through, they always take a break. And then the kids can share whatever they want to share. But usually Trudy shares like a poem or artwork or something. Maybe some music for like their little break. And if no one wants to share, they don't have to before they finish the hike. Just little small things in life go a long way.
A little audio meditation on that hike, 10 out of 10.
There you go. Do you have a quote before we get out of here, Tim?
Just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.